Torreway, Northwest London, Yud Beis Tammuz, 15th of July, Harav David Broch, the Issa of meat and wine during the 9 days.
Firstly, I want to say Shalom Aleichem to everybody. And it's extremely impressive that people, so many people are here at 8:30 in the morning. There's even more people, my goodness. Baruch Hashem. It's a very big Kiddush Hashem. So we're going to discuss a little bit about the Issur on Bos of the Yayin during the 9 days. I was fascinated by this because almost, I think all the other halachas of during the 9 days, 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavua Shechalboy, etc., all of them slot nicely under Hilchas Aveilus. Laundered clothing, shaving, all of these things are just like they're forbidden to an Ovel for a Korov, so too they're forbidden either during the 3 weeks or the 9 days or whatever it is. This is what fascinated me about the Issa of Bos of the Yayin, because everybody knows that an Ovel is perfectly permitted in Bos of the Yayin. And in fact, it's brought in Halacha, there's even a mitzvah for an Ovel to have wine. Because apparently there is some kind of basis for Nichum and to induce Shichacha, to make people forget the severity, the sorrow of the Avelus.
So that's your answer?
Sorry?
That's your answer.
No, there's a question. It's a question. Because for a regular Ovel, for a relative or whatever it is, so they are permitted in Bosa and Yayin, and there may even be a mitzvah for Yayin, and yet during the 9 days, we're supposed to be, the whole purpose is we're supposed to be Misabel. We're supposed to be Avelim for the Chorban Beis Hamikdash for Yerushalayim. And yet we're Osa Babos of Yayin. Why should it be worse than a regular Ovel? Reminds me of a funny story involving Rav Shach. Somebody came to him in Ponovich and said to him, you know, it's a famous story. Somebody came to him and said to him in Ponovich that they asked him a certain shaila, am I allowed to wear a certain type of clothing or something like that during the 9 days? And Rav Shach said to this person, it's funny, nobody has ever asked me that as an ovel for a relative. Meaning that an ovel for a relative, they feel it. And somehow an ovel for the Beis HaMikdash, they don't quite feel it to the same extent. And that might also explain something that's coming. Just very quickly, I'm going to map out what we're going to do, and then we're going to, it's Hashem, do it. There are basically 5 tekufos that we have to take into account for this Erev Halacha. You've got Tisha B'Av itself. You've got Erev Tisha B'Av, the Sudam of Sekes. That's number 2. Number 3 is the Shvua Shechalboy. That's another relevant tekufa. Then you've got the 9 days, and then you've got the 3 weeks. So those are the 5 tekufos that we're dealing with. And what we're going to do is, we're going to try and unlock this subject by looking at the basic keys, what we call the gedorim, and the keys which underpin this area of halacha. And in short, what we're going to see is that there are going to be somewhere around 3 gedorim, 3 basic bases for this issa. The first is zeichel l'chorban. Because what happened with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Klal Yisrael was deprived of its korbanos, which was meat, and we were deprived of our nesochim, which is wine. And that is the primary basis of the Issur on Bos of the Yayin. It's some kind of zeichel l'chorban. That which we were deprived, we try to make ourselves feel it by depriving ourselves of it. That's the first getter, there's a zeichel l'chorban. And that's brought in halacha, some of the mafarshim. Tour. Number 2, the second is a din of simcha, because simcha is something which is a stira, which is incompatible with avelus. So we're supposed to reduce simcha, misha nichnas av mematim besimcha, and we'll see actually, the Rambam brings this halacha part of it after having invoked that principle, misha nichnas av mematim besimcha, so you can see where the Rambam's headed. he's understanding it's some kind of reduction of simcha. And then there's a third geder, which is a highly unusual one, and that is that for the purposes of the 9 days of Osi, there's some kind of intensified avelus and sa'a. And that, I think, is also part of the basis of this Issur Bosor behind. And this is part of what will go towards explaining, along with the Zeicher L'Churban, why a regular Ovel is Mutar B'Bosor V'Yayin, and yet us mourning the Beis HaMikdash are Osur, because it's some kind of intensified Avelus. We are Mitztayer ourselves, as we're going to see. I think what we should do is, we should start off with the Mishnah in Tainis. And the Mishnah, which is Tainis Perek Dalad Mishnah Zion. Is that right? Yeah. So halfway through the Mishnah, it says, Erev Tisha B'Av, and the Mefarshim explain we're talking about the Sudam of Sekes. Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochol Odom Shnei Tavshilim. So there's a reduction in the kamus, in the quantity of what we eat. Lo Yochol Basav, Lo Yishtu Yayin. And we see there's also a reduction in the quality of what we can eat. We're not allowed Basav Yayin. So that's the Mishnah. So what we see is, the prohibition on Basav Yayin during the 9 days is actually make ikadina de Gemara a din in Suda Masekes, in other words, the second Tekufa in our spectrum. It's really a din in Suda Masekes, and all of the minhagim which bring it back, Shavua Shechal, I think it's the Rambam, 9 days, which Ashkenazim, and some even the 3 weeks, as we're going to see, all of those are extensions of the basic din de Gemara. But the basic din of Gemara and the Issur Bosor V'Yayin is a din in Suda Masekes, and we've, via Minhag, extended it back. So that we see from the Mishnah. But it is a din of Gemara.
Now, why was it extended?
Well, we'll
see. Suda Masekes is only Suda Masekes, not before.
You mean why we extend it? We'll see. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem will come to that. Let's have a quick look at the Rambam. Hilchas Tainis, Perek Hay, I think it's Halachas Zayin. Have I got that right? Well, it's Vav. Look at this. Misha nichnas av mematim besimcha. So we're seeing the second geder, that one has to reduce simcha. And the Issur Bosor V'Yayin is part of that, because ain't simcha ka Bosor V'Yayin. Misha nichnas av mematim besimcha. The Shabbos shechal tisha bablioiz besoich, in other words, shvur shechal boy. That's what the Sfardim, I think many Sfardim keep nowadays even. Also, the supper, the chabes, the lil boish, kli mekuchat, mekuchat, zvafilu, kli pishtan, etc. It's, in other words, there's an actual issa. It's interesting how the Rambam divides that. There's certain things which are osa, seems he presents it as a din, and then he comes on to minhag, because those are two different authorities of halacha. There's din, and then there's minhag. Maybe a little bit more on that in the Orach HaShulchan. Has anybody seen the Orach HaShulchan? It's got some very sharp words. We'll see. Ukavar Nagu Yisrael, so now we're moving to Minhag, which obviously has totally different ramifications, because it's just a Minhag, but it's still obviously Halacha. Ukavar Nagu Yisrael, Shalulecho Boso B'Shabazu, we don't eat meat. It's interesting, he doesn't mention wine. Maybe it's Poshek, Tzorachim. V'lo Yikonsul Amerchatz, Achiyavu Hatanis, and we don't wash. So this is the Rambam bringing Shavua Shechalboi. This is the Issur Bosor. And it's interesting, as I've mentioned already, he brings it under the general axiom, Misha Nichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. So we see that it's part of the problem with the Bosor is it's some kind of Sibas Simcha. It evokes Simcha. So it has to be reduced, because that is not something compatible with Avelus. Proof? The Yom Tov comes during the Avelus. It's Mafkia. It removes that Tukufa of Avelus. Even if it's during the Shiva, it's during the Shloshim. And then you've got in Halacha Zion, so the Rambam is Shavua Shechal Boy. Tisha B'Av Leila Kiyoy Melchol Dovo Bein Oichlin Ela Miboid Yoy, etc. Velo Yochol Boso Velo Yishti Yayin B'Suta Mavsekes. So then for the Suta Mavsekes, that's where he mentions both Boso V'Yayin. Interesting. Interesting. So that's the Rambam.
Now, how do you solve that conundrum of obviously eat meat, but just during the 9 days, can't be balanced?
Say again, sorry?
How can you solve that conundrum?
Yeah.
If an oval can eat meat.
So we're discussing that.
What
we're saying is that, so we haven't quite got to the sources yet, but we've already introduced it, that there's additional reasons in Gedorim for the prohibition on Bosa Viyan. It's not just simple Avelus. One of them, as we're going to see, is because it's a Zeche L'Chorban. Because we were deprived of our holy Korbonos, the Bosor of the meat of the Korbonos, and the Yain of the Nesochim, so we deprive ourselves of that as a Zeche for the Chorban. That's nothing to do with Avelus at all. And then we're going to see there's an additional Geder, which the Mefarshim call it some kind of intensified Avelus. I'm not sure actually what it is precisely, whether it is some kind of positively intensified Avelus or it's regular Avelus without the counterattack of Nichum and assuagement of the Avelus. Because we know that in regular Avelus you're allowed to put Yain and Bosa, but that might be to sort of calm things down. In fact, that's what the Pesukim and the Mefarshim say. The wine is there to make you forget a bit. It's like some kind of counter-sibber to reduce the Avelus. So it could just be that what happens on for the 9 days, or technically the Sudum of Sekes, is that it's Avelus. There is a sibber in Avelus. You shouldn't have Bos of Yain because it is some kind of Simcha. But you're allowed the Bos of Yain, or certainly the Yain, to calm things down and make you forget a bit. So it's not too painful. But the difference in the 9 days, going back to your question, the difference with the 9 days and the Sudum of Sekes is that we can't forget. It needs to be something that we positively remember. And maybe because it's not something that unfortunately we naturally relate to. Now let's see. So where are we up to? Let's see some Shulchan Aruch now. How are we doing for time? So let's have a look straight away. Simon Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tes. Yesh Noyagim Shlolecho Bosa V'Shlo Yishte Yain B'Shabbos Zoy. So the Shulchan Aruch himself paskens Shavuos Shechal Boi. That's when there's the start of the prohibition of Bosa V'Yain. And then he says Umuta B'Choymetz Shel Yain. You're allowed wine vinegar. You're allowed wine vinegar. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, I think it's something to do with Simcha. Hainu af b'choymetz shenasa miyayin, even though chemically it comes from wine, it's a wine derivative, but look at the Loshen here, the Mishnah Berurah. Uchashenichnas shabbos zoy hayadayin yayin, etc. Mutter, kemishak shechoymetz, the ein simcha b'shesiyosa. It isn't a basis for Simcha. Even if it is a wine derivative, if it doesn't evoke Simcha, then it's permitted. So we see already from the Mishnah Berurah, it's something to do with Simcha, which we know is something incompatible with Avelus, etc. And then he explains how you measure between vinegar and wine, at what point, without getting involved. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh shemoisifin meroish chodesh ad hatainis, and there are those that add, they're moisif, the restriction from the Shavuos Shechal Boi, but the truth is we know now, it's not just the Shavuos Shechal Boi, it's actually all the way back to the Sudum of Sekes. And the Shavuos Shechal Boi prohibition on Bos of Yain is itself an extension of the din of Sudum of Sekes. And now we're extending again to Rosh Chodesh, which is the 9 days. V'yesh moisifin, and there's even those that extend it even more, Mishivas HaBatamos, all the way back to Shivas HaBatamos, 3 weeks, etc. Now the Mishnah Berurah says some interesting things here. Particularly about Meshiva Asa B'Tamuz. Let's have a quick look at this. And what I think maybe, possibly what's going on here is that the basis of the Minhag, whether we extend it back to the 9 days, whether we extend it all the way back to the 3 weeks, that's going to be dependent upon the Geder. Over what it focuses upon as the basis for the Issa. Let's have a look, because look at the Mishnah Berurah says about why one might want to observe the Issa Bos of the Yayin during the 3 weeks. Deme'oz hischil ha-puronos shel ha-chorban, because from that point started the puronos of the chorban. Why? Presumably because it was a bittul tamid. Shivasa b'tamuz. That was nisbatla tamid. It's one of the five things mentioned in the Mishnah. Etc. And then he explains on Shabbos there's no problem with eating basar v'yayin. It's only basar. So it could be the minhag to extend back the prohibition of basar v'yayin to the 9 days is based upon the axiom of being mamatim b'simcha. Because that applies from the 9 days. Mishenich nasav mamatim b'simcha. So if you focus upon that geder, then one might understand that you don't eat meat or wine from the 9 days. The Shiva Asa B'Tamuz one, the custom to extend all the way back to the 3 weeks, might be more based upon the Zeichel Chorban one. Because that's the Haschola of the Puranas of the Chorban. Maybe that's the that's more the focus. So in other words, these Gedorim are very interesting because they may also be, they may be that which dictates the point at which these strictures start. That's what I'm suggesting. Even though Me'ikadina Deshas, it's all the way forward, you have to fast forward to the Suda Masekes. But the Minhagim, as to when you start this stricture and you extend it back to, that may be dependent upon the Gedorim, as we've discussed. Now let's have a look here. So there's a piece of Tur. Hopefully we'll have a bit of time for the Orach HaShulchan. He's got some very sharp words. So the Tur says, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochel Basar, Lo Yishti Yayin, Lo Yochel Shnei Tavshilin, etc. U'Basar Meliach Mutter, in other words, old meat is mutter. And until how long is it mutter to? What's old meat? What's new? It's the shear of shlomim, as expected, because the basic din is based upon the geder of zeichel lechorban. So that which is valid as meat for a korban, that which is valid as wine for a nesuch, those will be the ones that are forbidden at this point, because it's all based upon the deprivation of the Beis HaMikdash and the Korbonos and the Nesochim. It's only things which are valid technically for those things, for the Shlomim, let's say, because Shlomim is the maximum time that you can eat a Korban for, or for Nesach, certain wines are not admissible. Only those will be forbidden. So that's what you can see clearly at this stage. He's working with the Geder of Zeichel HaKorban. Then he quotes the Avi Ezri. And the Avi Ezri explains, no, it's not so much Be'etzem that Shlomim and Korbonos, but the Simcha. That's what he says. Pirush Mishum de Shlomim Kasiv Simcha. The Kibin Shabalov's man Shlomim Leis Be Mishum Simcha. And he brings, actually tries to correlate it with the halachas of Ben Soira Moira. Because apparently the addiction, Ben Soira Moira is not based on Simcha, strictly speaking, it's based upon addiction. Is he likely to be addicted and drawn towards it? But apparently Simcha plays a role in that. So there is some kind of correlation. Not that all the poskim agree with that. Some say that it's a totally different geder. What about chicken? We're not talking about b'nei yoina or soyrim, because those are admissible as korbanos. But what about, let's say, chicken? Is that permitted? That should be permitted. It hasn't got a din.
Don't they have to be the two conditions?
Say again?
Don't they have to be the two conditions that they are the korban and that they bring simcha? Or just anything that happened
in the Beis. So once you move to the Geder of Simcha, then it separates from the Korbanos. It doesn't have to be strictly linked to Korbanos.
So
we'll see the certain types of wine. In fact, in the Shulchan Aruch we saw that, where is it? There's an the Issa, where is it? There's an Issa, Va'asurim Bebosoi, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Yud. All of those things are possible as korbanos. But what's the problem with them? Because there is some kind of simcha. That's what he's saying there. So they do seem to be separate gedorim. In other words, that which, as we seem to be getting more machmir, we start off just with the things that would be valid as korbanos. Then, once we move to the Geder of Simcha, even other items expanded beyond those strictly permitted as korbanos, they're going to be forbidden because they evoke Simcha. So they have to be forbidden. And then, as we're going to see, there's various various substances which we're not allowed to eat or drink, even though they don't really induce simcha, like oif. Pasa oif apparently doesn't. So why is that forbidden? Now you see very clearly halacha l'maisa, this geder, this underpinning of intensified avelus. I think the Mishnah Berurah even mentions it here. Let's just check it, if I've got the right place. Otherwise it's in Tavkuf Nun Beis. He does it. Let's see if I can find it. By the way, there's a beautiful Shari Teshuvah on Tavkuf Nun Aleph, and there he discusses what about, let's say, meat gravy? And what about dishes that have been had wine got wine cooked in within them? They've got like a taste of wine. They've had wine cooked in them. So a lot of Mefarshim just say they're all awesome. So the Shari Teshuvah actually brings a beautiful chiluk. There may be a chiluk, he says, because with I think none of them really have simcha, but with the wine one, that would be possible as a korban. Whereas with the meat gravy, that was part of the kodshim. You didn't just eat the chicken or the meat or whatever it was, not chicken, but the meat, you had it with the gravy and the sauce, that was all kodshim. So he actually uses that to suggest that you could be, there's more room to be machmir on, let's say, dishes cooked with meat, or like this, what we would call meat gravy or meat soup or something, even though there's no mamoshes of meat, but there's maybe a room to be more machmir on that, because that would be admissible as a korban. Mashain came, the wine, the taste of wine cooked in the dish, it would be possible as a nisuch. So he uses that gedder actually, that there's a tzad to be more machmir one over the other. Just an interesting point. Let me just find the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it's in it's somewhere in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, but I've seen it also in Tavkuf Nun Beis. One second. Here we are. So he's talking about the Sotum of Sekes, and there's an Issa to eat Bosa v'lo Yishtiyam. And he explains, Kedei laharbois avel, to increase avelus, intensified avelus, belizkor chorban, and to make sure that we remember the chorban. So of course you can't have wine. Wine induces shechacha. And maybe there's a purpose for it with regular avelus. But not with this. This has to be the opposite. Here we have to remember it. There can't be any shechacha. Be it stoyalov, and there has to be tsar. I was wondering, actually, this din of tsar, what is it? Is it just something, you have to afflict yourself. I was wondering whether it's some kind of lower degree inui from Yom Kippur. In other words, maybe making a foreign import. Anybody in imports and exports here? So we may be doing an import from Hilchus Yom Kippur to Hilchus Tisha B'Av. There you've got a full-scale inui of all the different inuim. Here this might be a lower degree one. Not all food and drink is forbidden, but nice ones, possibly. Behind. Maybe that's the legal definition of this tsar. We have to be ma'ane ourselves and be mitztai ourselves. So that seems to be, but we see very clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, we see it elsewhere, that there is this intensified avelus. Again, I'm not sure whether it's a positively new type of avelus or whether it's the old avelus without the counter effects of wine and meat to sort of calm things down, because we can't have that in this service. We have to remember it, and we have to be mitzvah ourselves. So I'm not quite sure what they're doing, Chazal, but that's... Let's just end off with a little piece of Oruch HaShulchan. He says some quite strict words, actually. And I'm in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph. I think it's this one. Hope so, yes. And it's Ois Chaf Gimel. Midina de Gemara Enes Sobachi Lebosa Rak Be'erev Tisha B'Av Uvesudam of Sekes. So there you see it, Mefurish. That the whole origin of the Issa Bosa V'Yayin is in the Sudam of Sekes Erev Tisha B'Av. Aval Kvar Kiblu Avoseinu Zeh Harbim Meos Bashonim. Interesting Loshim. Our forefathers have already accepted upon themselves these many hundreds of years. In other words, 9 days. That's what the Oruch HaShulchan says, at least in his countries. It's been for hundreds of years. It's an ancient custom he's mentioning. And also, it's a very interesting Loshen. It's a Kabbalah they accept upon themselves. Interesting Loshen was a little bit more on that. He actually says a bit later, it's some kind of neder. That was, I found fascinating. Some kind of public neder. In other words, there's different types of minhagim. Some minhagim are just minhag. Another minhagim is some kind of more binding neder and kabbalah. I didn't know that. Fascinating. Anyway, and he says, look at the geder. Lezecha korbonos v'anasochim sh'nizbat l'avoyseinu. Not as a zecha for the korbonos and the nasochim which became bottled because of our aveiros. So there he just uses a regular lashon of minhag. It's not as powerful as the one from Tisha B'Av. Exactly. That's the start when the korbanos went off. The basic staple korban of the Tamid was discontinued. And that's obviously the, I think, the Sardim. Avalata b'cho aratzois puzureinu no'agim in Rosh Chodesh. In other words, the minhag of Ashkenaz is 9 days. Now look at this. The atabav oinoseinu rabim kama shemezalzim b'suzeh. Apparently, time of the Oruch HaShulchan, many people were mezalzim. They cheapened this minhag and this issa. Ulevad shein oivim issa deraisa mitam nedeh. Apart from the fact they're breaching a deraisa because it's some kind of toivas nedeh, this minhag. The kibin shavoseinu kiblu aleim, because since they've accepted this minhag upon them, have a nedeh sheklal Yisrael. It's a neder of Klal Yisrael. What a beautiful geder. Apparently, so the 9 days one is very, very strict. It's become some kind of public Klal Yisrael dikaneder. Not just stam and minhag.
So why don't these Sephardim also follow the same...
They didn't, because their forefathers didn't accept this. It's like Rabbeinu Gershom. Even go back to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Yisrael of Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't apply to all communities. They have two wives. The prohibition of two wives. It depends on the location. There's different... Minhag is always based upon the communities.
Yeah.
This is Ashkenaz and that's Sephardi.
But then the previous
day... Say again?
Then there was a previous day, why is it Chalon Az?
It seems to be... It's a, once all of the communities have accepted it upon themselves as a public minhag, then it automatically binds individuals four generations. Ulevadze, apart from this, Eich lo nevoish lo nikolim, halo harbet, look at this loshin, I've never seen such loshin in halacha. Ulevadze, Eich lo nevoish lo nikolim, how could people not be utterly humiliated and ashamed? Haloi harbe meha umois, shein oichlim harbe shvois, loi bosa, loi cholov, loi beitzim. The non-Jewish people, he quotes the non-Jews. There's many different non-Jewish nations. They don't eat for many, many weeks. Not meat, not milk. Yes. They've got their mashugas. Yes. Not milk, yes. And not eggs. Va'anachnu am b'nei Yisrael. And us, the holy Jewish nation, shaleinu nema kadoshin to you. We're the nation which are supposed to be holy. Lo yoyu la'atzores atzmam shumay lo yomim. B'shono l'zikaron beis kodshen v'tivarteinu. We're not even prepared, he says, to desist from meat and wine for 8 little meager days. Just as a zeche for our holy temple and our glory. Bel kiyotzev is Omer Hanovi, and he brings a posuk. But on sham godol ma'oid, as the loshon of the Oruch HaShulchan. I've never actually seen it like that, the way the Oruch HaShulchan should start quoting the non-Jewish customs and say you should be utterly ashamed of yourselves. But I think we've at least got a bit of clarity now on this Issa Babosa V'yayin. I was really perplexed. In fact, the Beis Yosef mentions the Kasher as well, I saw later. I was perplexed. If it's supposed to be Avelus, let it stick to Avelus. But I remember, an Avel's permitted a Bosa V'yayin. Elamai, it's more than that. There's the Geder, there's the basis of Zeichel Chorban, which has nothing to do with Avelus. And then you've also got the basis, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and the Torah, of intensified Avelus, whether it be some more intense Avelus or whether it be Avelus without the sort of the assuagements of Wayayin and Bosor, whichever way round we want to learn. And then, of course, we've got this din of Tsar, we're supposed to be Metzara, so that might be an import from Hilchus Yom Kippur and Inui. So that could be, and all of this explains when the stricture starts, whether it's the 9 days, then it's more likely Simcha, whether it's the 3 weeks. That's more likely the Zeichel Lechorban Geder, and we understand where it all originates from. It's actually a din in Dinah de Shas of the Sudim of Sekes. And the Oruch HaShulchan says that this minhag certainly back to the 9 days, is something very strict. It's not just stam minhag, it seems to be there's some geder of Kabbalah. When the communities accept upon themselves this din, there's some kind of Kabbalah, and it becomes some kind of public neder, a neder of Klal Yisrael, which is then binding on all generations. We have a very good question, though, how it works.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. No mention the whole share about music and weddings. I was doing lots of the yarn. Music is more generally music is more to the shaping of the dinner.